Macy's.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Before anybody starts shooting down proposals, I think we need to listen. We need to gather up all the facts. I set up this commission precisely because I'm prepared to make some tough decisions. I can't make them alone. I'm going to need Congress to work with me. The most important thing that the United States can do for the world economy is to grow.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, this is a really important week. There have been some breakthrough stories, interesting people to talk about. President on his trip. As a matter of fact, you just heard the president speaking from South Korea, warning you that tough budget cuts are on the way. So what does that mean to all of us? It would be nice if we had a tax cut to go along with the budget cuts. Well, we'll see. Got to balance that budget sooner or later. Maybe now, maybe 40 years from now, who's going to pay? Voters who demanded that spending be reined in because they're worried about the nation's spiraling debt, getting a message from the president and leaders of the so-called deficit commission, it's going to hurt. A proposal by bipartisan leadership of the commission suggests cuts to Social Security, deep reductions in federal spending, higher taxes for millions of Americans to stem the flood of red ink that they say will threaten the nation's future. The popular child tax credit and mortgage interest deduction will be eliminated. Interest groups on the right and left are upset about that plan, which would cut total deficits by as much as $4 trillion over the next decade, much of it from programs long considered all but sacred. What happens to you and your health, your fiscal health, if the mortgage interest deduction goes away? What happens? Who's going to be buying a house? That's one thing. It seems to me people better open up their mind. You want the economy to really stall, pull that one off. Here is from MSNBC, Chuck Todd speaking with White House correspondent John Harwood from NBC News, who breaks down the potential cuts laid out by the Deficit Commission.
We need to emphasize this is a chairman's recommendation. This is Erskine Bowles and Alan Simpson who put out this report. The commission has agreed to nothing.
I think the way you have to look at what Simpson and Bowles have done is that they kind of rolled a grenade into the middle of the room of this discussion about reducing the deficit, and we see everybody scatter, and you get attacks from the left and the right. That doesn't necessarily mean that this thing is going to be dead or the effort is going to be dead. I think it will take a while, probably not going to get resolved in the next 2 years because the degree of difficulty is very high, but useful in one fell swoop to demonstrate to politicians and to ordinary Americans a whole lot of pain for a whole lot of constituencies is going to be necessary if people want to get serious about what they say they are serious about, which is reduce the debt, reduce the deficit, lower spending. Because when you talk about rolling together a Social Security fix with a tax reform that removes deductions, broadens the base, but also lowers the rates, think about how difficult that is. Any of those things individually, Social Security, Medicare, tax reform, would be immense accomplishments on their own. To do all of it at the same time, really, really tough, and this demonstrates it.
It does. It'll be very interesting. Of course, they begin their next meeting, I believe, is next week, and then they have to get explained the amount of votes they have to get for this even to be an official recommendation.
Well, there are 18 members of the commission. By the design of the commission, 14 members have to agree to a unified recommendation for that then to go to Congress for an up or down vote in the House and Senate. I think it is unlikely. It's always been considered unlikely, and this demonstrates why that's the case, that you can get 14 members, because that means you've got to get some Democrats and Republicans joining together. You've got so many sacred cows being hit by this proposal, that's going to be hard to do.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos now on the countdown, speaking with Senator Kent Conrad, a member of the Deficit Commission.
And already some top Democrats are coming out and saying this isn't going to fly. Former House Speaker, outgoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying they are simply unacceptable. Rich Trumka, the head of the AFL-CIO, says that these proposals tell working Americans to drop dead. What's your response to your fellow Democrats?
I would agree with what the president said. Instead of shooting this down, propose an alternative, but one that does as good a job as this one does in getting us back on a sound fiscal course. Look, we are borrowing 40 cents of every dollar we spend today. That is absolutely unsustainable. And if we don't find a solution, this country is going to become a second-tier economic power. That is the hard reality. And there are no easy solutions. This idea you just cut waste and fraud, that's not going to do it. The idea that you don't have to touch revenue, that's not going to do it. The idea that you don't have to touch Social Security or Medicare, that's not going to do it. Hey, Social Security and Medicare are both headed for insolvency. That's a fancy word for saying they're going to go broke. So, look, people can say we just want to keep what is. What is not affordable.
So
it's
could you
not
vote
sustainable.
For these proposals?
We're going to have a chance to change them, but I am going to vote for proposals that do as much as this does in terms of reducing the debt, the deficit and the debt, which is $4 trillion over the next 10 years. And there is no way of doing it. There is no way of doing it that's not controversial and difficult. But, you know, today is Veterans Day. You think of what they sacrificed for this country. If some of us have to sacrifice a political career to get this country back on track, then so be it. It has to be done.
That is an admirable sentiment, Senator. I'm not sure it's shared by even other members of the commission. It doesn't appear right now that you all have the 14 votes you need to move this forward. And I talked about the Democratic opposition. On the other side, Republicans like Grover Norquist saying that any Republican who signs on to this is breaking the no new taxes pledge. So how are you going to create a center of gravity to get something done?
At the end of the day, I trust in the good judgment of the American people. I think they know we're on an unsustainable course. We're headed for a debt that would be 400% of the gross domestic product of the United States unless we take action.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Today, traditional vacations like local ski trips and shoreline getaways are giving way to unique experiences like moshing at culinary hotspots in Singapore and visiting eco-friendly cities in India. What's clear is travelers want to personalize their vacations to reflect their lifestyle. That's why the Marriott Rewards credit card team created a sweepstakes program that puts the winner in complete control to plan a unique and special vacation, according to Tina Chen of Chase Card Services.
This October and November, card members are entered to win the ultimate Marriott vacation grand prize worth up to $25,000. They'll also have an opportunity to win various daily prizes every time they swipe their Marriott Rewards credit card. Whether card members are looking for a romantic escape for two, a culinary experience with friends, or a getaway with the entire family, the ultimate stay sweepstakes allows them to tailor the trip to their individual lifestyle.
No purchase necessary. The sweepstakes ends November 30th, 2010. Void where prohibited. For more information and official rules, visit chase.com/ultimate stay. I'm Lee Shepherd.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Next up on the countdown, we go to CNN, where Elliot Spitzer mixes it up with Congressman Jeb Hensarling, who refuses to get specific on what cuts he wants to propose.
I agree with you about both how you articulate extending the Bush tax cuts, all that. What I'm just trying to do is understand how your constitutional amendment requires cutting of $1 trillion, and yet I've just gone through the programs that are the overwhelming majority of the budget, and you're not willing to cut anything. So where will you cut $1 trillion out of this year's budget? Answer that question. This year's budget, $1 trillion.
Well, I put out a plan. I put out a plan in May along with Paul Ryan that frankly cuts $1.5 trillion. We start out by rolling back. It's on the internet. You can find it. We can, one, roll back our discretionary spending to the pre-bailout levels, the pre-stimulus levels. We freeze government hiring.
Sir,
we put out an entire plan. It's got $1.5 trillion.
Sir, with all due respect, that doesn't come within anything close to $1 trillion. You know that as well as I do. Total discretionary spending is several $100 billion. You roll it back to the 08 levels, you're talking small numbers compared to $1 trillion. Your amendment requires us to cut. Where will you
cut? Well, I don't have your numbers.
Sir, you have a degree in economics.
I'm willing to cut.
You have a degree in economics, am I correct?
Yeah, I recall that.
That's right. Well,
again, I put out a plan that over the 10-year budget window would save $1.5 trillion.
No, sir.
And what I'm saying is...
No, sir, it won't. If you're not willing to cut...
According to the Congressional Budget Office, it does.
But
maybe you know something that they don't.
Not in this year's budget, sir. Not in this year's budget.
No, I just said it.
You said in the budget window, you're opening a big window.
No, what I said... What I said was in the 10-year budget. I'm happy to be invited to your show, but if you'd let me speak, I said the 10-year budget window would save $1.5 trillion. Ultimately, members of Congress have to make painful decisions about how do we restrain the growth of government. And if you're saying today, can you give us the plan? I'm not sure I can give you the plan. I've got a plan. A plan is the roadmap to America, but I'm trying to force Congress into making tough decisions, and I do believe it is important to have a national debate. Should there be a limit on the size of government, and should it be enshrined into the Constitution?
800-510-8255, always the connection line. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Check us out on Twitter as well, and follow the stories on the homepage of DougStephan.com. Hear from Fox News host Bill Hemmer speaking with Senator James Inhofe. Inhofe says if earmarks are banned, the president will hold all the spending power.
And the way I understand your perspective is that you think your earmarks are okay in many respects. Now, let's go ahead and clarify this.
Yeah, Bill,
where are we going to come down on this ultimately?
Here's the problem. First of all, when you eliminate an earmark, you don't save any money. The president sends his budget to Congress. Now, when the president does this, I'm on the Armed Services Committee, he might say, all right, we're going to spend X dollars, and so we have to live within that amount. But he says we need to have another missile launcher or something else that we might say, no, we'd rather have six more F-18s instead. Now, if we make that change, that would be called an earmark, and that means that we would be disenfranchised and the president would make all these spending decisions. That's what's critical about it, because do you really want to turn all of the spending over to President Obama? And this is the problem that we have with this.
Okay, so then,
I know where the popularity is, Bill.
The popularity says earmarks are bad, and that's the label it has. And I'll get you to respond in a moment here. If you did eliminate the earmarks, well, would that not send a strong message to the American people and the rest of Congress that, fiscal responsibility is the order of the day?
Oh, then that sounds good. I know that's where the popular side is. Kind of reminds me back when I was the only one who told the truth about global warming. None of the people out there were helping me on that, so I'm out alone again, but I'm doing the right thing. I don't want to turn the spending function over to Obama, and that's all the time we've been talking in the last 2 years about earmarks, and this is on the floor, that's all they talk about is earmarks. During that 2 year period, Obama has raised the debt to over $13 trillion, more than all presidents previously. He's cost my 20 kids and grandkids $3 trillion in deficit. That's where the big money is, and we're deflecting the attention. Sure, let's eliminate superfluous earmarks. And that's also, I have a solution to this, by the way, that I'll be presenting on the floor of the Senate on Monday. I hope, Bill, that you'll be watching closely.
Indeed, we will.
There is a solution to the problem.
Uh,
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Me too.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on cutting the debt. Your call is coming up in a matter of moments. First, though, we have radio host Scott Voorhees speaking out. In this excerpt from his program, he talks with Jordan Goodman from MoneyAnswers.com. Goodman talks about what the potential cuts will mean for you and me and everybody else in America.
What are the highlights of what this deficit commission came up with, and how much of this do you think will actually be implemented?
Well, it's dramatic what they propose, and probably it won't all be implemented, but maybe some of it will. They're all political hot potatoes thrown at them at once, so we'll have to see what happens here. Okay, they're talking about a $100 billion cut in defense spending. They're talking about raising the Social Security retirement age eventually to 69 by the year 2075.
Why so long?
Well, they phase these things in very gradually. I mean, we're still on a phase-in rate right now to 67.
We're running a deficit of over $1 trillion a year right now, and they're going to wait to gradually increase the Social Security benefits full age until 2075?
AARP is not going to like this at all.
Well,
politically, to do it at all is, but there are some exceptions, by the way. If you are not physically able to work at age 62, you'd be able to get Social Security anyway. So, if you had manual labor for 40 years and you just couldn't work anymore, then it wouldn't affect you.
Mm-hmm.
But, people living 85, the average age is way, way up there. When they set the original age 65, that was, 1935 or something?
Mm-hmm.
Life expectancy has gone up dramatically since then. So
yeah.
I think that's not a big problem to do that very, very gradually. They're talking about raising the gasoline tax by 15 cents a gallon.
All right, now you have my attention. The thought that when I retire, it might be full Social Security benefits at 69, that doesn't bother me. But a 15-cent gas tax, 15-cent a gallon gas tax?
Correct.
Now you have my attention.
Well, you remember how cheap our gas is compared to the rest of the world. I mean, if you go to Europe, right, it's like $7 a gallon or something,
yes.
A lot of those taxes.
Right.
So
they also drive little cars that you can actually fit in the overhead bin of an airplane.
Well, that's true. Thing is, we happen to be running out of oil, if you might have noticed, and oil's up to about $90 a barrel. We have very few incentives to conserve around here. So, I mean, that's one thing is to make people conserve, but also it is a potential source of revenue for the deficit. I mean, if we're serious about the deficit, you got to go at it in every way, and that's what this policy talked about doing it. The next big thing is the tax area. Now, what they talked about doing was wiping out many, many sacred cow tax deductions and credits, including the ultimate sacred cow, the mortgage interest deduction, and replacing it with lower tax rates, dramatically lower tax rates. I would have, under their proposal, three tax rates, 9%, 15%, and 24%. Now, right now, we go up to 35%, and if nothing changes as of January 1st, we go up to 39.6%. So dramatically lower tax rates, but wiping out all the tax deductions and credits, which is going to have everybody howling left and right, but I think it makes some sense.
They think that the debt that this country has will be over $4 trillion in the next 10 years.
In February, they're going to have to raise the national debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion, something like that. What I've been hearing is they're worried about Rand Paul or Marco Rubio filibustering on the floor of the Senate on the raising the national debt ceiling and not having enough votes to overcome the filibuster. And then, yes, we shut down the entire government, default on national debt. This is not what people look like. I agree we shouldn't be spending more, but the reality is you have to raise the debt ceiling if you can to keep the game going here.
As we head into the bottom of the hour, let's quickly review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show the Talkers Magazine charts for the week. They've overviewed the same radio stations that we monitor all week long to find out what the hot 10 items are in order from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, what's on sports talk radio? Lots of action there. At number 9, Amazon under fire for selling those pedophilia books. At number 8, the future of Nancy Pelosi. Number 7, the graphic image idea for cigarettes. Number 6, the TSA and their body scan baloney. Number 5, the debt commission's findings. Number 4, the missile mystery. Number 3, the president's trip. Number 2, the Republican agenda. And number 1, the George Bush media tour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
How clean is your tap water? Well, according to recent news reports, the water right out of your tap may contain levels of prescription drugs, recycled sewage, and other chemicals that are just bad for you. Some get filtered out, some don't. Now, from Aquasana, there's a new way to get great-tasting and guaranteed healthy drinking and bathing water for your entire house for less than $800 with a whole-house water filter system. When you shower and bathe in clean water, you'll notice softer skin and hair in 1 week, guaranteed. Learn how you can have clean, healthy water for your entire house for less than $800 or 12 easy equal payments. Call today and save $200. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. Or visit showerfilter.com.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Just went over the list of the hot hits from this past week, and this story about the debt right in there, close to the about the middle of the list. In fact, the so-called debt commission, and some of the, I guess the most powerful suggestion in here is cutting the Social Security benefits. One thing that most people expect, most people who are younger than retirement age don't expect to get all their Social Security anyway. They expect to keep working, but to cut the mortgage deduction, the interest deduction, that's there'll be some changes made today, as they say. Here is radio host Charlie Brennan speaking with Congressman John Shimkus, who is focused on the debt commission, like everybody else pretty much is here. And
yes, the report is going to come out later, and it's chaired by former Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles, who was in the Clinton administration. So it's somewhat bipartisan, and for the votes to go in front of Congress, the commission itself, with 18 members, has to get 14 votes. If it does, some of these ideas will go in front of you. How about on the military side? The commission apparently has a bullseye on the back of the Marine Corps Expeditionary Fighting Vehicle, the Army's Ground Combat Vehicle, and one version of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. Now, I know you're a military guy. Do you see any cuts in the military?
Well, yeah, when I first went to Washington, I remember Newt Gingrich saying, you know, the Pentagon's so big, it ought to be at least a triangle. I mean, and we are top heavy, and procurement is a big cost. As an infantry guy, you know, we want to make sure our troops are well-maintained, well-trained, well-supplied, and can get to the places they need to go around the world. Now, the F-35 is a debate about the next generation fighter planes. It's a NATO plane. In other words, there's a coalition. And where will the Chinese be? Do we always have to stay a step ahead? Everything's going to be on the table. I think.
So you don't want to answer those questions?
Well, I think the fact that I'm a military guy saying that the military budget is on the table is a promising sign.
How much? To what age do you think I should have to work before I start collecting Social Security?
You personally?
Yes.
78. But everybody else, no, 62 was established in what, 1933? So if we just did longevity, I think that's all part of Social Security reform, and it could go as high as 68, 69, 70. I think the seniors shouldn't be afraid. It would be phased in, as the report says, in 12 years or 5 years from now. But we send a signal. If we're willing to address Social Security addressing the ceiling, as was one of the other proposals, or raising the tax rate on those who are above $113,000, or allowing people to then say, I'm so rich, this isn't even lunch money for me, that maybe they shouldn't. Those should all be on the table.
This is how you ruin the middle class, by eliminating the deduction for mortgage interest. That just flat out destroys the middle class. So if that's what your object is, and this is every single line, I'm expecting people are going to call right now, 800-510-8255. You're looking for some timely way to express yourself, and then this is it. Every single person listening to this program who owns a home and takes the mortgage interest deduction, that is your key to call. We want to hear what you have to say, what you're thinking. If this had been on the table, isn't it interesting? None of this stuff came up before the election, or at least there wasn't much focus on it. Now it's here in broad daylight for us to eschew, as they say. So just a quick call, yes or no, and nobody's going to say yes. Well, maybe somebody will. Let's hear. 800-510-8255, child tax credit. I don't know. I guess it all depends on who you are, how old you are, and what's your personal situation. So we have this deficit commission that are calling out the budget myths of both of the parties, challenging lawmakers to engage in an adult conversation, mixing painful cuts with big tax increases. Their plan, some say, has no chance of enactment as written, certainly not as a whole, but their high profile makes it harder for both parties to simply keep reciting the tax and spending talking points without acknowledging the real sacrifices that progress against government deficits would demand. One way to get rid of government deficits is cut the size of the government, isn't it? Time for both parties, both edges of the spectrum, to, quote, put up or shut up, says John Cowan, the head of the group Third Way, which praised these new proposals, urging politicians to show some guts, some courage, some starch. Republicans failed to produce their often promised deficit reductions when they controlled government, according to Mr. Cowan. Democrats refused to acknowledge that entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare have to be trimmed, especially when you listen to the current group the Democrats want to add. Keep adding. Let's add on some more. Some top officials like Nancy Pelosi declared the proposals by this commission unacceptable. Others say deficits can be reduced in relatively easy ways. Cut the size of government. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Senator Jim DeMint says there's no need to trim Social Security. If we can just cut the administrative waste, there he is. We can cut hundreds of billions of dollars a year at the federal level. Well, let's see here. Former Clinton White House Chief of Staff Erskine Bowles, retired Senator Alan Simpson, say taming the deficit requires pain. One person's government waste is another essential program. Really? Is that so? Sorry, guys. You're not buying, you're not going to sell that. I'm not buying that. There's plenty of waste fraud. Most every study shows the amount of waste anywhere from 14 cents on every dollar you pay to 24 cents. The average 15, 16 cents. Federal tax on gasoline up 15 cents a gallon. That'll do a lot to sell, I guess, cars to get better mileage. The most vocal critics of the plan, which cuts spending by $3 for every $1 raised through higher taxes, are the Democrats. Many strongly oppose the bid to slowly raise the retirement age to 69. Why? Everybody's living to be older? I don't know. Do you really expect to work? I don't mean to be able to quit at 62 or 65. Come on. You know that's not going to work. So what's your opinion? Split like most of the panel's members? There are 18 members of the panel. 14 have to ultimately agree on a plan. That's the number needed to demonstrate bipartisan support and send the measure to the Senate or the House, either one, to get it started. What do you think? 800-510-8255. The curiosity is not killing me, but it certainly encourages me when I look at the phones and see how many people have a very strong opinion on this. So we'll get to your very strong thoughts right after this on the countdown.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen, a bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
After age 21, young adults with disabilities age out of the services and supports provided by law through the school system. As a result, families are faced with concerns about their adult child's immediate needs for employment, housing, independence, health care, and financial security. Patricia Wright is Director of Autism Services for Easter Seals, a nonprofit offering services to people with disabilities.
Parents of adult children with developmental disabilities are really struggling with concerns that impact every aspect of their lives, especially when it comes to their financial well-being and independence. They are particularly fearful about what will happen to their son or daughter with a disability when they are no longer able to care for them, yet have done little to prepare for that time. Easter Seals is working to raise awareness of and advocate for the lifelong services families desperately need.
For more information from Easter Seals' new study about parents of adult children with disabilities, visit easterseals.com. I'm Lee Shepard.
800-510-8255. Ready to go? The Debt Commission. Cutting the debt. What have you heard? What do you believe? What do you want? John, first up, listening to WPLZ in Cleveland, Tennessee. On the countdown, you're live. John, go ahead.
I believe that the House Ways and Means Committee needs to overhaul the tax code and get a bunch of Republicans in there, get rid of Charlie Rangel. He's been in there for 36 years.
Well,
and
that's not likely to happen unless he gets thrown out because of ethics violations. So,
well, that may very well happen. The guy has four rent-controlled apartments, keeping three families out of rent-controlled apartments. So long story short, overhaul the tax code by the House Ways and Means Committee, send it down.
What do you want to see as the what? How do you want to see it overhaul? What would work for you in terms of taxation?
Well, keeping the Bush tax cuts in place, keeping the mortgage tax in place, doing away with the marriage penalty tax, and cutting back on frivolous spending and pork.
What's an example of frivolous spending or pork from your perspective?
Well, frivolous spending is spending money in countries that we really don't need to be sending money to. You know, that's hundreds of billions of dollars a year.
Mm-hmm.
And take that money and put it to work here for road and bridge projects. Those are jobs that can't be exported. Mm-hmm. When you have brick-and-mortar jobs here on the stateside, that puts people to work, that gets people motivated.
All right.
People don't mind doing that.
Thank you for your suggestions. 800-510-8255. George in Santa Barbara, California. You're the next caller live on the countdown. Please, your thoughts on the overhaul.
Hello. I'm on the air.
You are, sir.
Well, let's just take the military, for example, and I'm an extreme conservative. I'm a small businessman, and my main client in the past has been companies like Blackwater, Evergreen, Halliburton, et cetera. We're doing a lot more subcontracting, which I think is actually good. I've always wondered with the military why the Marine Corps and the Army can't just get together, and why the Marine Corps has to have special purpose airplanes that are always different from everybody else. I think they're a wonderful fighting force. They've done wonderful things, but times have changed. The whole shift as far as the warfare business goes is toward drones and UAVs, and they work very, very well. I think it's nice that we have B-2 bombers, and there's a purpose for them. But I think in the future we'll probably see, especially with the Obama administration, more emphasis on drones because they're pilotless. So it doesn't take $1 million to train a man to fly one, which is what it costs to train a military pilot. But there's other opportunities. First of all, let me say, Alan Simpson is a very level-headed man, and he's not going to do anything stupid or bizarre. But, for example, the post office, we could turn that over to Federal Express and UPS. I think they've already done that in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with good success, and cut out some of the incredibly stupid projects. I'm down here at the University of California, Santa Barbara. The other day I was in a coffee shop, and I read a paper where they have two professors studying why young women kiss in public.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
Right. Somebody's
paying for that.
Yeah, the lesbian study, why do lesbians kiss, or how is it they kiss, how does it affect their lovemaking? $3 million for that study. There you go. You hit the nail on the head, George. Good suggestions. Thank you very much. That's a good caller. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Next up, Ron, who's in Wisconsin, with an explanation of his feelings.
First of all, I'd lift the cap for Social Security taxes. Right now, it's at a limit where everybody, you know, except the very wealthy, pay, 100% on their income, and it's justified because the whole surplus is that were given away to the rich during the Bush era was accumulation because of the raise in the Social Security taxes back in the 80s. This was done so there would be a surplus when baby boomers came to age. I am a baby boomer. I'm still not eligible for Social Security yet. I'm only 64. But I'm against that because there are certain groups that in this country, they cannot make it physically to that age. And I am one of those people. I worked as a home builder. I worked as a laborer. The first job I had coming out of high school was working for a moving and storage company. And my body right now is at a position, I have double hernia, and I have no insurance, and this is a dilemma for me.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense, sir. Thank you for your call. See, I knew as soon as I said, got a call now, give us your thoughts. This is very important stuff for us to be discussing. That's why these radio programs that do discuss the issues of the day have such an important effect on the discussion in a whole around the country. Kenneth in Chattanooga, Tennessee, you're live on the countdown now, sir. Please, go ahead.
I was just talking, and they was wanting to know my points on this government overspending. It's simple. You know, America could come out of all of this right here if they just take away all the rights that they have to where they can just go spend any kind of money they want anywhere. Take their debit cards or credit cards from them. Take their cars
Who are you talking about? You're talking about the welfare recipients?
No, I'm talking about the government itself.
You're talking about government employees, people in the military who have credit cards, and there have been plenty of studies that have shown that they've abused them. Yep, good idea, sir. Thank you. More of your ideas coming up on the countdown, 51 past the hour.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Putting together your thoughts, a lot of great things I'm looking at here from people. Let's get back to your callers with ideas. If you're just joining us, we're talking about cutting the debt, how to do it. Budget cuts are on the way. We all know about the waste, fraud, and abuse. Let's get at it. We need to have a consensus here. Not about programs, but about how they're administered. Larry in Lexington, Kentucky, you're live on the countdown next. Let's hear from you.
Hi. Mine is more of a comment than anything else. You know, when they want to really talk and they call themselves public servants, why not do what Giles has been asking just of the employees to do, is taking 1 and 2 weeks unpaid furlough. During the blizzard, when Washington, D.C. shut down for a whole week, everything went on as usual.
Right. And everybody keeps coming. The local governments have done this. State governments have done it. The feds, I don't think, have done it. So that's another good idea. Thank you for putting that into the mix. Kenny, listening to KUGN in Eugene, Oregon, is on the countdown now. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hey, Doug. My idea was to abolish the prevailing wage, because I believe that that was instituted in order to make it able for unions to compete, and that would cut in half almost all costs to build things construction wise, and also I don't mind there being a tax I do not mind them abolishing the tax on homes. Or on interest, because I'm a 24-year-old homeowner, and most of that money just gets thrown away as opposed to used for something useful.
You're talking about your money gets thrown away or the government's money gets thrown away?
Well, I think that when you give money to poor people, that they don't use it on the correct things.
What's that got to do with the income tax, with the mortgage deduction, mortgage interest deduction?
Because there are a lot of people who use they get a tax break at the end of the year, basically because they own a house. and they will spend it on something small, or they'll spend it on, say, like a car or a computer or something like that.
Well, that helps move the economy along. My suggestion to you is wait a few years, and I'm not trying to be a wise guy. Your opinion on that might change. Thanks for the call, 800-510-8255. Gail is up next from Rhode Island with perhaps some do's and don'ts here to discuss.
I don't agree at all with this debt commission. It sounds to me as if they really should get together with Congress. Congress is the one that spent like drunken sailors for the last 2 years, and before that even. Congress is the one that raided the Social Security fund that would have been all right if they'd left it alone. And Congress is the one that has decided that they will offer Social Security benefits to illegals who came to this country and had never worked a day and now can collect when many of our people are not able to collect because they, quote unquote, don't have enough quarters. I'm not opposed to raising the age. I am opposed to cutting benefits of those people who have already attained Social Security benefits. A lot of people who collect Social Security have no other income, not due to their own fault. How do you get money from a stone?
Yeah. I'm thinking, Gail, you're probably right about the Social Security for people who have already started collecting. I think that what you've said there makes good sense. 800-510-8255. Looks like Richard is in New York, and let's see if we can get your comments in before we run out of time in this hour.
I'm not quite sure that there's a very simple answer for that, and I don't know that the commission is really directing itself to anything useful. One of the biggest problems that I see is, for example, if you increase the Social Security retirement age, we have enough problems employing our youth at the present time. Insisting that people work longer to have adequate Social Security, if there is such a thing, is detrimental to employing others. The only thing that I think that would be really directly approachable is the fact that I have yet to understand why there are multi-billionaires in the world. What are they going to do with their money? The old Eisenhower taxation system of graduated income tax seems like one of the most appropriate things. It doesn't have to apply to corporations, because corporations in general do reinvest their money. But why on earth should individuals be running around with billions of dollars, most of which they will never spend? They may at some point be able to give it away.
Well, that's their business, sir, and not yours. Final comment comes from a listener, Bill. Where was the deficit commission when Obama was spending $10 billion here and there? Oh, yeah, the Democrats, and now there's no more money, and the Republicans just won the House. All of a sudden, we have to cut back. Good thoughts in this hour.